Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, folks, it's just you and me, and I want to talk a little bit about our businesses and what we've got to do to make sure that we stay in business. And 2010 is going to be better than 2009, I believe. And of course, I didn't predict the end of 2008, but not many people did. But I do believe that 2010 is going to be better than 2009, but it's not going to be. What I don't want you to do, and I wish I didn't have to say this, but I have to tell you what I think. I think 2010 is going to be better than 2009, and for some it'll be maybe a lot better. And I'm not talking about, you know, some of you didn't have any trouble in 2009. You were just fine in 2009, but a lot of people, it was a tough year for a lot of folks, and 2010. Is going to be better on the average for most folks, most small business owners, but I don't think it's going to be a lot better. I heard an economist today talking about, you know, we're going to have something on the order of 4% growth in 2009 in 2010. I just don't think that's going to be the case, because I'm not seeing the things that he's an economist and I'm not, but I am out here on Main Street and I don't think he is. And what I'm seeing is a slow and methodical and deliberate recovery. And here's the good news, folks. I think that's a good thing. I don't want us to get all worked up and overheated in the economy. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't, you know, I think we have to take our medicine. You know, look, I want us to become profitable real quickly. I want us to have to, you know, to get financially stable a lot quicker than we are. But I'm not sure right now, with all the things that are going on, I fear, because we've got such systemic problems right now, and I really fear that any kind of a fast-paced recovery would be unhealthy. And so I would prefer to see us grow at a, you know, something under 3% this year, and then maybe 3% or so next year, and then maybe above that the year after that. Because if we do that, that means that you and I will be operating our businesses efficiently. That'll come to be a way of life for us, which is the right thing to do, whether times are good or not. You know, we tend to forget the bad times and only remember the good times. And I really think that the marketplace needs a little bit of discipline right now, and that we should be focusing on operating our businesses with more discipline than we have in the past. And I think the reason, and you might say, well, are you saying that we shouldn't be trying to grow? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that you shouldn't be discouraged and disappointed if the growth doesn't come real fast this year, as maybe as much as you'd like for it to. We'd all like to recover and get back right away and say happy days are here again, but I don't think that's a healthy thing. I don't think that's the disciplined way to return to this. And what I think is going to be the good news, what I think is going to give you your recovery volume, your recovery activity, is going to come more from the pent-up demand gradually being released, and the fact that, as you've heard me say before, we're entering a unique recovery period, in my opinion, with regard to small businesses, because there aren't as many startups. Look around you. How many people do you know are starting up a business from scratch? Not nearly as many as, say, in the last couple of recessions. If you think about it, If you think about what's been going on for the last 20 years, if you look around you, I bet you're seeing a lot fewer startups than we used to have, and there's a reason for that. But between the lower number of startups and the number of businesses that unfortunately have failed in the last 18 months, what that's doing is that's creating a real opportunity for those of us who are still around, who are still in business. We're going to have fewer competitors. So it's going to still be a competitive environment. You can't let your guard down. I mean, we're still going to have to fight for every nickel. But it's going to be a little bit less like that. And I think as we move into the future, continuing to operate with the fundamentals, continuing to focus on cash flow, continuing to focus on efficiencies, continuing to not get too far out on the leading edge. And as you've heard me say before, I'll remind you one more time, on the immediate hair's breadth other side of the leading edge is the bleeding edge. And you know what the bleeding edge is? When you're bleeding cash out there. When you're bleeding cash, that means that you're spending money that's unproductive, that's inefficient. So you have to get too far out on the leading edge as a small business these days in order to be successful. And I want you to think about this, the period we're in right now, as a marathon, not a sprint. I don't want you to sprint. I don't want you to kick too soon. I want you to wait. I want you to hold back and just build your business deliberately, efficiently. I think if you do that, in a couple of years, you'll thank me for that. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. At least the mystery
is gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.